Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fly Conversation. This is your host, Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach, and you are tuning in to a women's empowerment talk show. Happy 2015. This is my first show for the year, and my theme this year is Empowered Living. I will be featuring a woman on each show that exemplifies empowered living, and then also featuring them on my website. And I am so excited to have with me my special guest tonight. When I think about her and the work that she's doing in the community of women around financial literacy, I can't think of a more perfect guest to kick off my 2015 season. Tiffany the Budgetista is doing some amazing work. She is an award-winning teacher of financial empowerment. She is America's favorite and mine financial educator. She is the author of 2 number one bestsellers on Amazon, and she has been featured on so many TV and radio shows that it would take up too much time for me to tell you about each one of them, and I don't want to rob you of any time tonight. And she's also been cited in numerous publications. And I'm really excited to spend time with Tiffany tonight because not only is she a woman who exemplifies empowered living, but she is empowering other women as well. And you'll hear about how she is working with over 9,000 women now to help them become more empowered around their finances. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you Tiffany the Budgetista Aliche. Tiffany, are you there?
I sure am. Hey, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for stopping by the show tonight. I know how busy you are. I am a part of your amazing movement, the Live Richer Challenge, and so I know all the work that's involved with managing that, and you've been on the road, you know, visiting so many different networks and hosting so many interviews, and so I really, really appreciate you taking the time to stop by tonight. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. So I want to jump right in, and because I want you to share as much as you can for the show tonight, and would like for you to just start off, because when I heard about your personal story, given the work that you're doing, I have to tell you, I was so inspired, and it really made me want to stay connected to you even the more, because I thought, wow, if you have experienced that and you've attained this level of success, you're definitely somebody that I want to follow and I want to listen to. So can we just start off by you sharing with listeners a little bit about your story?
Sure, of course. So, well, first it really started at home. I grew up in a financially literate household. My father, who was an accountant and a CFO, he regularly talked to me about money, and we had money lessons every week, me and my 4 sisters. He and my mother had 5 girls, and so money was just a normal conversation. And up until, like, my mid-20s, I had done everything right. I had saved a ton of money, about $45,000 by the time I was 23, 24, and I bought my first house at 25, and everything looked great. I had an over 800 credit score, and that's when I started making my mistakes. My first mistake was I trusted a friend of mine to invest, because by then I had all this money and I thought, I want to make it grow. And I made a mistake in just basically giving him money without really understanding what he was going to do with it. Mm-hmm. That wasn't even the worst of the mistakes, because I didn't just give him money. He told me, which is like crazy now when I think about it, that the best way to invest is with other people's money, and that I should take money off of a credit card and invest that rather than my own money. And I said, okay, yeah, sure, I'm stupid. So that's what I did. I didn't even have credit card debt. I paid off my credit card every month in full, because that's what my father told me to do. And so up until then, I didn't have credit card debt. I actually had to go and open up 3 different credit cards. I took the money out. I gave him about, I think, $15,000 to $20,000, which is so crazy.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, and then, of course, he promptly ran away. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was like, wait, but my money. And this stubbornness in me refused to pay. So I had these credit cards, and mm-hmm. I started paying the minimum, but I refused to pay more, because in me, I told myself, it's not my fault. He did this. He's going to fix it. So I tried for a year. I tried to track him down everywhere. I mean, we were Facebook friends, so I would, like, see he was going to be in the city and try to meet him there. And I just refused to take ownership of the mistake that I'd made because I said, no, this is his fault. And so finally, when I was ready to take ownership, it was the height of the recession. I didn't know that at the time. 2009, I promptly lost my job because I worked for a school. I was a preschool teacher, and my school was a nonprofit-based school, and they lost their funding just because no one had money. And so organizations just were not giving money away like they used to. And so it was such a powerful lesson in that, honestly, I could have paid that credit card debt off because I was a really good saver had I taken ownership a year before and worked on it, had I not waited and refused to say it was partially my fault. So now here I was, all this credit card debt that was mounting. I had just bought a home not that long ago, and now I don't have a job. So how am I going to pay for all this? So it was a really dark, dark, dark time. And I didn't tell anyone because I was ashamed and I was afraid. And I thought, you know, my father taught me better. I can't tell him. Everyone already they were coming to me for financial advice. I can't tell them. And so I kind of did nothing again until finally one day I just couldn't take it anymore because I couldn't afford my bills. And I told my best friend, Linda, you know, what was happening. And she was like, girl, I thought you killed somebody with how serious you sounded. Okay. You know, you made a mistake. Okay. And when she said that, it's like a light turned on, and I realized that I could release the shame because if Linda wasn't ashamed of me, why should I be ashamed of myself? And I started putting a plan into action. And that was really a pivotal moment for me that, like, you know, finding someone to confide in who wasn't going to judge me. And so I started working my way out of that place, and one of the first things I did after that was to call my sister. And she said, why don't you move back home with Mommy and Daddy? And I said, okay. So within a week, I was back home. And I started really working on my finances and trying to work with my mortgage company. But eventually, my house really just fell into pre-foreclosure. My credit score dipped all the way from 805 to 547. I mean, literally, I was doing better at 22 than I was at 30.
Wow.
And I spent my 30th year, I remember my 30th birthday, I had to come back to my parents' house, and I couldn't even sleep in my high school room because my baby sister at the time, she was 19 and she was still living home. So she had my high school room. So I had to sleep in my middle school bed. And it was the most humbling experience to know I just turned 30. I'm looking at the wall that I used to sleep here in middle school. I can't even fit in this bed anymore, really. And, you know, and it was a scary, hard, humbling time. But slowly but surely, I worked my way out of that, and I really started the Budgetnista. Because before that, I was helping people with their money, but I never could relate to the financial mistakes because I wasn't in debt. You know, I wasn't losing my home. I wasn't unemployed. But now I had literally experienced everything you could think of, including fraud. And so I said, well, if I can figure out the solution, then I can help other people figure out the solution. And I dedicated the next few years from 30. Until now, I'm 35 now, to figuring out the solution and sharing it.
I think your story is amazing. And for me, you know, credibility is a big thing for me, especially when we're talking about money, right? Because you wanna feel as though the person that you're getting this coaching or advice or guidance from is trustworthy. And knowing that you went through that experience, you know, is just, I think, just adds so much credibility and just makes you such an authentic person because you've let us, you know, peep inside your life a little bit to see, you know, what you've gone through. And I think your story is not uncommon. You know, maybe it didn't happen exactly the way that you said it, you know, but I think we all have our financial challenges that we're not so proud of, that maybe we're ashamed of. And so you sharing that helps to release that shame for other people as well. So I really appreciate you. Yeah, I really appreciate that about you because for me personally, you know, there are a lot of things I've made I'm not very proud of. And, you know, it's funny because you said, you know, you grew up in a household where you were taught about finances. You know, I have worked for a financial services firm for a very long time, so I'm not ignorant to finances, but that does not remove me from mistakes. It doesn't mean that I'm mistake free. You know, I've still made mistakes, still made bad choices. So I think that's just, the story is just powerful. So I want to talk about what you're doing with the Live Richer Challenge. I think it is brilliant. It was a brilliant idea. So glad that you have released it and shared that with us. I am one of the 9,000 women. My daughters have enrolled. Many of my close friends and family members have joined. So I can't wait for you to just share with my listeners what this is all about.
Well, so the Live Richer Challenge really stemmed from that story I told you about my journey, because as I started the Budgetnista, so many women started sharing with me a similar story, you know, that this is what's happening to me, I'm struggling, I'm not sure what to do, and this was mostly behind the scenes on social media. You know, women who didn't know me from anyone, you know, would hit me up and say, Tiffany, please call me, and then I would. I remember a woman just hit me up maybe a week or so ago. She told me that she was in a shelter and she had an eviction under her belt and she couldn't find a place to live. Could I help? And so I just kept getting things like that over and over, and I thought, I have to do something, because I physically was not able to help every single person, although I wanted to. I mean, there's so many times when I wanted to make a balance transfer to somebody's bank account, you know, just because I felt so bad. And I said, Tiffany, there has to be a way, and the best way is education. And so, you know, also I thought, I can't physically be everywhere. You know, although I do speak and teach a lot, still there's limitations to my time. And I thought, well, there has to be a way that I can teach those who want to learn about money in a way that's fun, in a way that's encouraging, in a way that's easy. And so for a year, I began working on this idea. And Live Richer was already my theme, already like my motto, because it's more than just money. It's really about richness is really about the richness of your life. And I thought, well, I'll call it the Live Richer Challenge. And I set a target number of 10,000, because I thought, you know, most women know about 9 other women that they can probably let know the information that they're learning from the challenge that you'd share with 9 other women. I think there's a statistic that says that you share good news with up 9 to 10 other people. And I thought, well, that's 100,000 people affected. And so the challenge really started to take shape. And the way it really works is that every day you receive a daily email at 6 a.m., and in that email it kind of tells you this is what your task is, and it directs you to the place where you can really learn how to make this task work for you. And I want you to also know that you're not alone, and that I encourage women to have accountability partners. And the way I do so is by I'm your accountability partner, but I also formed a private group on Facebook where there are literally thousands of other women. I think we're almost at 6,000. Thousands of other women there who are going through the same task as you, so you can share what you learned, share if you have any questions. So it's just this loop of learning the thing on your own, trying it, and then sharing it with a sisterhood. And so this happens every day for 36 days. And it's just, honestly, it's like magic in that group. And I'm just really proud of this project. And it's free, which I really love. Is that I did not want to be a financial burden on those who needed help most. So,
Well, I'll tell you, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed every task from the first week, and it really helped me to take some time out. And I love that the emails go out at 6 a.m. because when I get up in the morning, that's the time. I get up around 6:30, and I check my emails and, you know, just go through my social media for the day before I head out the door. And so that's become where I read the challenge and try to, you know, start some of the exercise. And I've just found it to be just very, very rewarding. And just to be able to, you know, we hear this all the time, write your goals and objectives down. There's something powerful about putting paper to pen around your goals and objectives and putting dates. What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? And what resources do you need? And that was one of the first exercises that you had us do. And it's all uphill from there, because once I had it in front of me, it's like, okay, now I'm engaged and I want to make sure that I accomplish everything that I set out to accomplish.
No, that's just
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, goal setting is just really key, especially with anything that you want to do.
Yeah, and it's so simple. it's so simple. It's just a matter of doing it, of taking the time to do it, and then, you know, keeping it in front of you and, you know, just making sure that, you know, you're doing something every day to get you closer. One of the challenges, which I really, really love, was this idea of, you know, opening up separate savings accounts for different goals that you have. I just had not thought about doing that. I have savings accounts, but I didn't think about opening a savings account specifically for, you know, a goal that I have. And that's another thing that I think is really, really powerful. And it helps you, that I think helps you even more to accomplish your, you know, whatever your goal or objective is by dedicating a separate space or, you know, a separate account to do that.
No, I think so. I believe in separating to see. So being able to look and say, oh, my travel account has $500. Now I can plan a trip within that space. Or my car account is finally at $3,000. Now I can start looking, maybe searching these used car lots for something. You know, there's something powerful about seeing your money in separate places. So that way you know how close or how far you are from your goal.
Absolutely. So how did you what is it that you, at the end of the day, what is it that you want people to walk away from this challenge with? So I have two questions. So let's pause on that one. How long is the Live Richer Challenge?
So the Live Richer Challenge is 36 days. It's 5 weeks, and each week has its own theme. So, you know, this week we just completed, if you are part of the challenge, was Money Mindset Week. Week two is Budgeting and Savings. Week three is Debt. Week four is Credit. And week five is insurance and investing, and then we have one extra day, which I call the Live Richer Day.
Now, what is it that you want people to walk away with? I know we're going to learn a lot because each of these weeks, you know, provides us with so much knowledge and information. But what is it that you want people to walk away with at the end of this 5 weeks?
So I want people to walk away with, I want intangible and tangible. So I want you to walk away feeling better. I want the shame to be gone. I want the fear to be gone. I want you to feel like this is possible and I have the tools. So that's one. And then the tangible thing, because I was a teacher for so long, I have some clear objectives. I want you to walk away with more savings, a higher credit score, lower debt, or at least a debt plan, a better understanding of your insurance and maybe possibly even lower premium payments, a beginning investing plan. So concrete things that you can actually measure, you know, because to me it's not just about feeling good. Are you in a better place? That's why during the challenge every Monday and Sunday I do a quick three-question survey. So I might say, do you have a budget on Monday? And then on Sunday I ask the same question, do you have a budget? Because I want to see, is there a shift? Because if not, then you might walk away feeling better, but after 6 months, when that feeling wears off and you're in the same place, you'll go back to feeling the way you felt before. But I want people to be moved. You know, that's my key.
I think that's so powerful because you're right. The feeling, that doesn't sustain you because that will wear off after time. And I love the way you have the weeks structured because it's almost, I mean, unless you just read it and do absolutely nothing, which is why be a part of the challenge then, there's no way you're going to end that 5 weeks without being in a different place.
Exactly. And that's really what's really important. So many women are like, well, what if I don't have any income coming in? And what if I don't, even if you don't have a job, income, it does not matter because there is something there that you can still do. Having an income doesn't have anything to do with writing down your goals, which was task number one. You know, having an income doesn't have anything to do with reading that passage in The Richest Man in Babylon, one of my favorite books about resetting your money mindset. That was, I think, number two or number three. So you don't have to have money to prepare for the money that's coming.
And I'm going to read the whole book, by the way. I did read the passage, the assignment, but I was like, this was so good that I know the rest of this book has to be good. So I'm going to read the whole book. So tell me about the Live Richer book that you just released.
Well, the Live Richer book is just like the Live Richer Challenge. I know that a lot of the women are really, they're learners who want to see and feel and touch. And so while I was creating the challenge and while I was signing women up, a number of women asked, you know, will there be a workbook? And I hadn't thought of that, and I thought, you know what, that's actually a really good idea. And so I created the challenge, and I put it into book form. And it's almost like a diary, day one, do this, day two, do that. Because once the challenge is done, you know, then we're going to move on to something else. And I want that you might want to do the challenge again with your coworkers in October. And I don't need to be there because now you have the book. You might a year from now want to retake the challenge yourself, and you can because you have the book. So it's just a way to keep the challenge going that you can do this challenge, you know, every 6 months if you so choose, just to re-remind yourself and move yourself forward. And the book has already hit Amazon's bestsellers list, so I just want to thank all the women who bought the book. And it just released on Kindle as well. For those who have an e-reader, you can get the Kindle version.
Now, can we just pause there for a minute? Because I remember seeing the post that the book was released, and then I think it was like the next day, it was number one on Amazon, and I'm thinking, my God, Tiffany, like the book just, I haven't even ordered my copy yet, and it's already like number one. How does that happen?
Well, it wasn't number one. It hit their I think it peaked at number 17 on Amazon. So, but just it hit their Amazon. You know, Amazon does a, I think they have their top 100. So it hit number 17 at its peak, yes. But still, that was within 2 days, and I was shocked. Like, wow, that's pretty amazing. And, yeah, it's still
that
doing really
that is so amazing.
Well.
I had to laugh. I'm like, wow, this girl is on fire. I'm like, okay, how many people can say they do that? They release a book on Monday and Tuesday. It's in the top. It's in the top seller list. Congratulations to you on that. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put my order in for me and my daughters, and I love the idea of being able to do this with groups on your own. I think this would be a great book club activity, because I know several women who have book clubs. Some book clubs have been going on now for like 20 years. They've stayed together, and so I definitely want to recommend this to one of the book clubs that I participate in, because I think this would be a great activity for them. And even like you said, at work, I mean, we pull together groups at work to have weight loss challenges, so why not have, you know, a Live Richer challenge? I think that would be a great activity.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
So now, is there anything else going on that you want listeners to know about, any projects, or how can people who have not joined the challenge, how can they join?
So the challenge, it's rolling admission, and so you can join at any time at liverichardchallenge.com. The good thing is we're just starting week two tomorrow, and week one, you can kind of double up on days. You can write your goals one day, and then in addition doing whatever is going to happen during the budgeting and savings week. So it's never too late. I have some women asking, is it too late? I know you guys started. No, it's never too late. You can share whatever step you're on, which I love in the forum, the Live Richer forum on Facebook, that women are sharing steps from day one, even till day, you know, which is day seven, which is fine. And so, no, you can always join and always get on track. And, like I said, it's free and it's really easy. What I really tried to do was answer any question you might have. So if you go to liverichardchallenge.com, there's a How the Challenge Works button, and there's a video of me explaining how it works. There's some, you know, there's a full explanation. I wrote down how it works so you know exactly how it's working. I have a blog post that tells you exactly how it works because I wanted to make sure you knew how this challenge was going to work and how it would roll out. And, yeah, I just really welcome women that even if you don't join the challenge, you should definitely join the group, the forum. There's a button that says forum on the site, liverichardchallenge.com. Just that alone, so many women, their lives are being transformed. I mean, I'm reading some of the advice that they've gotten. You know, now I can afford my house. My credit score has gone up 100 points or, you know, my debt is down. I finally paid off this credit card that I've had forever. And so at the very least, join the forum.
Yeah, I think the forum is great. All of the resources are great. And, you know, like I said, there's nothing like, you know, sitting down and getting your objectives clear and getting them in front of you and having accountability partners too, because time just goes by so fast. And before you know it, will be, you know, it'll be January 2016. And, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than looking back over the year and saying, wow, I didn't even cross one of my objectives off my list you know, that can be very frustrating. So I'm encouraging my listeners to join the Live Richer Challenge. I think you are doing a phenomenal job in the community of women. I've been following you for several years now, and I'm always inspired, always learning something new. And I just enjoy just trying to keep up with you. It's like, where's Tiffany today? I was in the car the other day, and I listened to Quake's House on the way home from work in the evenings, and I'm like, you know, they were mentioning your name on the show, and I'm like, Tiffany is everywhere. She is all over the place. And I don't know how you keep your energy level up. I don't know how you, you know, maintain, but I'm so glad that you're taking care of yourself and that you're in good health, because we need you. We need you to continue doing the work that you're doing and sharing all this good information. And I know without a doubt that lives are going to be changed. And that's what my show is all about. This is why I was so excited to have you tonight to kick off my new season, because that's what my show is all about. It's a women's empowerment show, and I like to bring guests to my show that share information and knowledge to help women be their best self, live their best life. And the reason why I think your story is so important is, you know, I talk about the work that I do as a life coach is helping women move forward. So, yes, we make mistakes. We do things that we're not proud of. We miss the mark. There are times where we just make really bad decisions, and then we have to pay the consequences for those bad decisions. But we can still dust ourselves off, get up, and keep moving forward. And I think your story is a prime example of that, you had that situation, not something that you're proud of, but look at you now. You were able to turn that tragedy, so to speak, into triumph. And so I just want to applaud you and say congratulations on all your success. I will be following you. I will be trying to keep up with you as you're traveling around the world, spreading your message and empowering women to be, you know, financially astute and to really maximize their money. So thank you so much for being on the show. I know that you have to jet off and get ready for your Google chat tonight and other things that you have going on. So I just want to say thank you again for stopping by and sharing the Live Richer Challenge with my listeners.
Well, thank you for having me. And I would be remiss not to thank also the sponsor of the Live Richer Challenge, Prudential.
Yes.
Just because, you know, without them, I'm not going to lie, I didn't think the Live Richer Challenge was going to cost me much. I was like, oh, I'll just do it. It'd be so easy. But it was a significant, you know, financial investment for me. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to continue moving forward unless I receive sponsorship. And they stepped up, because I reached out to a lot of companies who didn't believe, quite honestly, who didn't think that I could help 10,000 women master their money, or who didn't think 10,000 women would be interested in mastering their money. But Prudential, very early on, was very interested. And before I even got close to 10,000, said, no, we want to sponsor because we believe in women. And we want to help too, you know. And so I'm just really grateful for them, because it has allowed the challenge to move forward without any hiccups.
Yes, yes. And I say thank you to Prudential as well. They're a beacon of light in the community that I live in Newark, New Jersey. And I'm so glad they sponsored you, because we would not have had the benefit to have this experience. So congratulations on that. That's a big accomplishment in and of itself to have a company like Prudential sponsor you. So congratulations to you on that as well.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me on. I know I've been wanting to come on for so long. We've had, you know, little bumps in the road, but it's just such a pleasure that I finally got a chance to come on.
Yes, yes. And thank you. You're so gracious. Thank you, because I know how busy you are. So thank you, and we will definitely be in touch soon.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night. And good night, ladies. Hopefully we'll see you at theliverichachallenge.com.
Yes, thank you. So, listeners, that was Tiffany the Budgetista. We are participating in the Live Richer Challenge that she launched a little over a week ago. And as she said, it's a 5-week challenge. It's 36 days. I am having a great time participating in this challenge, learning a lot, really focusing on my goals and objectives from a financial standpoint for 2015. So I encourage you to join the Live Richer Challenge, and you can go to liverichachallenge.com. And if you're interested in following Tiffany, she's also on Facebook, Tiffany the Budgetista. So I just want to make a couple of announcements before I wrap the show up this evening. You're listening to Fly Conversation. My name is Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach. This is a women's empowerment show, and my theme for 2015 is Empowered Living. And each month, I will be featuring a woman that I believe exemplifies empowered living, and Tiffany the Budgetista is my first empowered living woman that's being featured for my new season. You can learn more about this great network that I'm a part of, Life Coach Radio Networks, by going to www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. You can learn all about the coaches that are providing free life coaching through a variety of internet radio programs on the Life Coach Radio Network. Our awesome leader is Russ Terry. He is the founder and executive director of Life Coach Radio Networks. So you can learn all about the network, all about our various media outlets, and all about the coaches at www.lifecoachradionetworks. Fly Conversation came out of the idea for my book, which is called Fly, Forgive and Love Yourself, and it's available on Amazon.com. And the book is about transforming from the inside out. It includes a 31-day bonus journal, introspective exercises, and I share a little bit about my life and my experiences that got me on this journey. So I encourage you, as we start this new year, if you want to do some introspective work, if you want to transform from the inside out, take a look at some of the limiting beliefs that might be holding you back and have some practical steps to help you move forward, please pick up the book, Fly, Forgive and Love Yourself, on Amazon.com by Annette Johnson. I want to just make you aware of some upcoming shows on Life Coach Radio Networks. On January 12th at 8 o'clock p.m., is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen and Rebecca. And so if you want to increase your knowledge and insight around spirituality, join Reverend Jen and Rebecca on Spiritually Speaking on January 12th at 8 p.m. On January 15th at 12 o'clock noon is Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And Leanne's focus is on working with adoptees and their families. So if you want to hear more about her story and more about the work that she's doing, join her at 12 o'clock noon on January 15th, Walk Your Talk with Leanne. And then on January 16th is Nika Anon, Create Your Bliss. And she will be interviewing author Claude Poncelet, who is the author of The Sharma Within. Again, that's January 16th. So, and that's at 8 o'clock p.m. as well. Nika Anon, Create Your Bliss. So thank you very much for joining the show tonight. I look forward to spending more time with you during 2015 and bringing you empowered women who are doing great things in the community of women and who have great messages and resources and tools that they can share with you to help you be your best self and live your best life. I will be talking with you again soon, and I hope that everyone has a great week. Thank you for joining Fly Conversation. This is your host, Annette Johnson.